11th parak of Kelim, 6th Mishnah. Pikas shematechas Rabbi Kiva metamech chacham metayim. Pikas is some part of the twining tool, but it's not the entire tool. It's only one part of it. So Rabbi Kiva holds it, it has an independent shame and use, and therefore it's mekabel tuma by itself. Whereas the chachamim are metayim because they say it's only part of a kli and only part of it is not mekabel tuma. You just have a hand of a watch or a gear in a watch by itself is not mekabel tuma because it's only part of the kli. A metzupah Torah, if it's not made out of metal but it's made out of wood which is plated with metal, it's also Torah because metal kelim have to be, the ikar is made of metal. Akushva ima, these are two other parts of the twining implement, or makel, a stick. Vasimpoina vacholil, these are two types of musical instruments. All of the above, they're all tameh because they're considered a kli by themselves, and once they're made of metal, they're mekabel tuma. A matupim tayrim, but if they're made out of wood and they're only plated, then they're tar because these are kalim that don't have a base kibul, they don't have a receptacle, and those type of kalim, if they're wood, they're not mekabel tuma, only if they're metal. Simpoina sheish will base kibul can afray and benkach pekach benkach tameh. Simpoina is some type of wind instrument, similar to a clarinet, and if it has holes in it which you put the different keys that make the different sounds when you open and close them, then it's mekabel tuma, because even if it's made out of wood, but since it's mekabel these keys, considered a wooden kli that does have a base kibul, and therefore even if it would be a kli made out of wood, it would be mekabel tuma.